KORN News Radio Sports, it is Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Denver Nuggets avoided elimination last night, defeating the Minnesota Timberwolves 125-113 in Game 5 of their playoff series. Denver's Nikola Jokic had a triple-double of 27 points, 16 assists, and 12 rebounds. Jamal Murray added 24 for Denver. Denver led the NBA in scoring this year after being held under 100 points twice in Minneapolis during Game 3 and Game 4. Julius Randle led the Wolves with 27 points. Minnesota can close it out again Thursday night in Minneapolis in Game 6. The Orlando Magic now just one win away from knocking off the number one seed, Detroit, and winning their first playoff series in 16 years. Desmond Bane scored 22. Franz Wagner had 19 points in three quarters last night as the Magic beat the Pistons 94-88 to take a 3-1 series lead. Cade Cunningham led Detroit with 25 points. Orlando now just one win away from becoming just the seventh number eight seed to knock off a one seed in the first round. It's happened only four times since the playoffs were expanded to a best of seven series in 2003. A must win for Detroit. Tomorrow night, they're back at home for Game 5. For the third straight year, Oklahoma City sweeps their first-round opponents, this time defeating the Phoenix Suns 131-122. The Thunder have a 12-0 record in the first round of the playoffs over the last three seasons. They now move on to face the winner of the Lakers and Rockets in the Western Conference semifinals. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 31, Chet Holmgren with 24. Meanwhile, Phoenix, they've now lost 10 straight playoff games. Dallas rookie Cooper Flagg named the NBA Rookie of the Year yesterday, edging his former Duke teammate Con Knipple in one of the closest votes in league history. Flagg became the first rookie since Michael Jordan 40 years ago to lead his team in points, rebounds, assists, and steals. The 19-year-old averaged 21 points, 5.4 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and 1.2 steals across 70 games this season, including a 51-point performance against Orlando. It's the NBA's first-ever 50-point game by a teenager. Meanwhile, Knipple, he finished a close second. So he had a big season with Charlotte, averaged 18.5 points, over 5 rebounds per game. He also led all rookies with 273 made three-pointers. The Hornets, one of the most improved teams in the league, won 25 more games this year. Flagg and Knipple, they were separated by just 26 points in voting from 100 media members. Philadelphia's VJ Edgecombe finished in third place. Former NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones is set to plead guilty today to charges that he cashed in on rigged poker games and also gave sports bettors non-public injury information about stars, including his former teammate LeBron James. Jones will become the first player to plead guilty in a gambling investigation that's led to the arrests of more than 30 people, including mobsters and other basketball figures. None of the other defendants so far have shown a willingness to plead guilty. Yesterday, prosecutors said they were seeking additional charges against a co-defendant in the betting case against former Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. And that's a look at your sports for this Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.